keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. The Riley County Police Department has received multiple reports of ice in the Manhattan area this morning. RCPD on their Facebook page said they can confirm there were operations that were conducted. The Riley County Police Department was not involved, and they asked to refer any questions to the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. With ice activity drawing attention nationwide, Kansas lawmakers are proposing new legislation. Republicans want to allow federal law enforcement to move interfering vehicles and expand obstruction charges. Democrats want to restrict officers from wearing masks unless specifically allowed. I'm Raina Flores with 13 News. With your latest headlines, have a great day.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Life's busy enough, so let Goheen and Slavic CPAs make it easier. From day-to-day accounting and payroll to taxes and personal or business accounts, they handle it all with care and precision. No matter the size of your operation, you can trust the experienced staff at Goheen and Slavic CPAs to keep your books accurate and up-to-date. With tax time just around the corner, give Goheen and Slavic CPAs a call to see if they can take care of filing for your return. Located in Smith Center and Downs, they take the stress off your back and give you time to focus on what matters most. Save yourself time. Trust the pros at Goheen and Slavic CPAs.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 65. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 36. High temperatures reach up to 56. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
In agriculture, being precise and efficient makes all the difference in your operation, and your health deserves the same level of attention. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems in Beloit brings robotic-assisted surgery to rural Kansas and Nebraska, offering smaller incisions, greater precision, and reduced downtime. From hernia repairs to gallbladder surgery, our skilled surgeons can reduce your downtime and get you back to what matters most. Call 785-738-9405 to schedule your surgical consultation today.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Wichita State men's hoops picked up a huge conference win last night at Coke Arena, knocking off AAC number one Charlotte 74-64. The Shockers led 35-34 at the break, then pulled away in the second half behind Kenyon Giles, who finished with 23 points to lead all scorers. Xavier Bell added 14 points, while Quincy Ballard chipped in 10 points and 8 rebounds as the Shockers won the rebounding battle 38-30. The Shockers shot 46% from the field and knocked down 8 triples defensively. They forced 15 Charlotte turnovers, leading them into 18 points. The 49ers shot just 39% as Wichita State closed it out late at the free throw line. The Shockers improved to 14-9 overall and 6-4 in the American. They head to New Orleans to face Tulane on Super Bowl Sunday. Tip-off is set for 1 p.m. on ESPN+. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
At SMC Concrete and Construction, they don't just build, they solve your toughest problems. From efficient grain storage and handling systems to reliable building solutions, they provide the complete construction package that keeps your operation running smoothly and profitably. Whether it's maximizing storage capacity, improving operational efficiency, or designing the perfect building for your business, they're here to get it done right. With trusted brands like Sukup, AGI SureTrack, Wick, and Varco Pruden, they've got experience and the tools to handle your toughest challenges. SMC Concrete and Construction, they don't just build, they provide the solution. Call 781-4383 or visit smckansas.com.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
Just one basketball game in our area tonight as Rock Hills travels to Hoisington. NCAA League wrestling meet will be held at Belleville, including the Beloit girls and boys wrestlers. Coach Mike Dole, head basketball coach Beloit, says the tradition at Beloit has gone a long ways to winning close games, such as 7-point wins over Clay Center and Colby, 6-point win over Lions, and 5-point games over Hoisington and Belleville Republic County. He said tradition and the kids have made the tradition easy, and in-game adjustments have been easy in those close games.
Yeah, so it's really it's fairly easy for me to walk in here and be able to do that because I get to coach a bunch of winners and walk into a program and that's used to winning basketball games and used to winning football games or whatever it is that they do, and so they're competitors and they just know how to win basketball games, and so it's really a lot of credit to the kids for just going up there and being able to make free throws when they need to or get stops and they need to be able to want the basketball on inbounds plays at the end of the game, just little things like that. So it's really just hats off to the kids for just being willing to step up and make plays when they need to. You can drop the best plays. You can drop the worst plays. It really doesn't matter. The kids got to go out there and make the plays. So that's what it's all about.
Coach Dahl said they like where they're at with a 12-3 record behind 13-3 Holcomb. He says the kids know they need to focus on every game, especially with 3 out of 5 home games left on the schedule, but tough games against Southeast Saline and Sacred Heart will go a long ways determining where they finish. Winnable games against Phillipsburg, Lions, and Minneapolis should add to the win total, but he says right now the kids' focus is on Phillipsburg and Phillipsburg only.
We kind of just keep talking about being where we are right now and focus on the next game. And the next game is the most important game. So right now we're just solely focused on Phillipsburg and what we got to do to beat Phillipsburg. And we just want to get better every single day. That way when we do to get postseason and we're just playing our best basketball then. So we're just going to focus on today and we're going to focus on Phillipsburg and then kind of take him there. I think that no matter who we step out on the floor against, we're always going to have a chance with our guys and we're always going to like our chances. But to answer your question, we're going to be where we are right now and just put our sole focus on Phillipsburg for right now.
Beloit Lady Trojan basketball coach Keith Grazine says he really likes where his team is, even though they're 6th in the sub-state standings at Larned behind Holcomb, Lakeham, Goodland, Southwestern Heights, Ellsworth. Beloit 6-10-4. Larned is 7th, 12-5. Hoisington 9-4. And Phillipsburg 10-5, along with Colby in 10th place, 10-6. Grazine said home games with Phillipsburg Lions in Minneapolis and then road games with ranked team Southeast Saline and Sacred Heart will go a long way with determining where they finish in the sub-state seeding. He says they just have to continue to get better and play great defense to have a good chance to represent the sub-state.
Well, you know, it's really nice to have some games at home. But again, we just got to take care of business from our end and just continue to get better like we have been. You know, we struggled with some losses, but I think we've rebounded from that there and are starting to get on that right page as far as just stepping forward and preparing ourselves as it comes playoff time. There is half the teams in the sub-state are capable of probably winning the game or winning the sub-state. But again, we are going to be tough to beat when it comes that time, especially if we're hitting on all cylinders. We got a great inside presence and we got our guards have been shooting the ball really well. You know, it comes to taking care of the ball as we continue our quest to move up in the sub-state standings, but also as it comes sub-state time, his pressure has been getting to us a little bit. Sacred Heart just totally destroyed us that way there. So we got them on yet to play, and as well as Southeast and a couple other conference games that we're capable of winning, but we got to show up and play and not play footed.
Carly Smith at 20.4 and junior Reagan Cheney at 15.2 points per game lead the Lady Trojans. Krazine was asked if he'd like to get more scoring out of Autumn Lorenz, senior 4.7 points per game, Samantha Thompson 5 points per game, McKenna Channel 3.7 points per game, and Landry Litton 4.7 points per game. Krazine said the whole purpose of his team is to get the ball to Cheney, and Smith has been very good in scoring 20.4, and yes, he would like to see the other players score more, but he's satisfied with the offensive effort at 56 points per game, and on occasion when needed, the other guards have came through.
Well, I think each and every one of them young ladies that you mentioned are capable of scoring double digits. Carly and Reagan have been pretty consistent in what they do. I think that sometimes we're not looking for our shots for whatever reason, but my focus is to get the ball inside to Reagan no matter what. But Carly is able to create some things off the dribble as well as shoot the ball. And then the rest of our senior guards can create things too. They're just more kind of pass oriented, but they're all capable of scoring. It would be nice for them to step up, but they're able to, because in some of the really good ball games that we've had, they've stepped up, they've made plays. Our other guards have made plays and scored in double digits. So I know we're capable of it. And that's the reason why I said, if we're hitting on all cylinders, just like seems like the teams that we play, all of them shoot the ball extremely well, evidently. And I think we play pretty good defense. So if we're shooting the ball well, I know that we'll be right there.
Get ready to explore Mitchell County like never before. The Discover Mitchell County Geocache Trail features 12 hidden treasures waiting to be found. Find 10 of them and earn a special Discover Mitchell County Geocache patch. This is the perfect time of year to get out with your family and friends and discover the beauty and charm of Mitchell County. With stops at Wakanda Springs, Hesperia Museum, and the Hunter Mural, you'll uncover new favorites right in your own backyard. Adventure, history, and small town charm await you in Mitchell County. Learn more today at discovermitchellcounty.com/geotrail.